Bank of Cardiff, this is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Hi, you want to know my reservation code?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me start off with that 16-digit reservation code.
2411.
Mm-hmm.
2001-0010-6527.
Great. And what's a good phone number that you're calling me from, just in case we get disconnected? I could call you right back.
Yes, you can call on my cell phone, 413-627-0555.
Okay, great. And what's your first name, sir?
My first name is Charan, C-H-A-R-A-N, last name Singh, S-I-N-G-H.
Great, and I have pulled up your account here, and it says it's MJ's Pizza and
Grinders? Yeah.
Okay. And your first name, how do you say that? Is it?
C-H-A-R-A-N, Charan.
Charan?
Charan, yeah.
Charan. C-H-A-R-A-N?
Right.
Okay, Charan. Okay, cool. All right, yeah, why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I'll see if I can kind of point you in the right direction there and get your questions answered.
Yes. I have a couple of questions that I've been receiving this offer from the Bank of Cardiff and saying that, you know, I could get some money and the terms from, you know, 3 years to 5 years.
Yes.
And options are monthly, weekly, or daily.
Correct.
So I want to explain to you before we go further.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. My business score is very good. If you're going to check it, then you're going to be satisfied.
Okay.
Okay. My personal score is a little up and down. Like from 680 to 690, 696. That's my score right now. But I need, because some money, I don't really make late payments, but I owe some money on the credit cards, you know, and I do make payments on time. But there are a few inquiries, means, you know, when you apply for something, they inquire. But, you know, things happen in the life. My question is that, for my personal scores, what number are you looking for?
Well, we have, on some of our programs, we don't really even look at the credit score. Really what we're looking at is kind of your business. So with these type of loans, we kind of look at what you're doing in sales. So let me ask you, what did you guys do in sales last year?
Well, last year was, I believe, 600,000, 670, something like that. I don't have exactly figures in front of me.
Sure. Between 600 to 700?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what about this year? Are you guys trending the same, or you up or down?
Almost same. Same, you know, it's like 10, 20,000 up and down, but it's almost same.
Okay. Trending same. How long have you been in business there?
I'm like 10 years.
Oh, that's good. Are you 100% owner of the business?
Yeah, I'm the only one.
Okay. I just wanted to take a look. Now, do you have any other type of loans out right now?
I do have. And what happened that with that loan, I bought another store in Connecticut, Bristol, which is like a grocery store. And that store is, because it's still new, and we're working on it, and that store is not really giving me a profit yet, just only covering the bills. But the reason why, because that store need to bring beer and wine. So I applied the beer and wine license, and which I'm expecting within the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Oh, okay.
So once we get that license and we fill up a beer and wine, my sales going to jump. So I took some money from the other company and I opened the business. So,
I see.
What my plans are, they take like a $229 a day, Monday to Friday, which is like $1,100.
Okay.
So $1,100 multiply 4 weeks, it's like $4,500 a month they're taking. So I was thinking to get some kind of loan and which has a monthly payment, which I borrow the loan for 3 to 5 years, and I pay them off instead of taking every day from my account.
Yeah.
I just pay once a month. So one of the that reason. The second reason I want to borrow the money because I got audit from the tax department, and you know, I probably end up paying them $20,000-$30,000.
Okay.
So that how much I want to clear up, and I want to clear that loan. I probably left $10,000-$15,000. So that money I can invest in my new store to when they'll get the license for the beer. So I could put grocery and beer and everything, so I could make a profit.
Okay.
I'm
that makes sense.
For like $100,000.
$100,000?
Yeah.
Okay. How much do you owe the remaining balance on your current loan that they're taking?
I owe probably, I don't know the exact figure, but I believe
sure.
Maybe $50,000-$60,000, something like that.
$50,000-$60,000?
Yeah.
Okay, $50,000-$60,000.
So that's when I want to pay them off, and then let's say I pay a tax department another $20,000. So I still believe it's going to leave with me 2025, which I can use for my other store.
Okay. And you said the daily coming out was like $229
coming out daily.
$229 daily. Okay. Okay. And when did you take that loan out?
I took like, I believe, 6 months ago.
Okay. What was the total term on it? Do you remember?
Like I said that, you know, they're taking 229. It probably finished in a couple of years, I don't know, so.
Okay. Okay. What was the name of the company?
I can, let me see, the name of the company is, Business Financial, maybe, I don't know, Business, I can find out exact name, but I believe.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. I was just curious if you knew on the top of your head. Okay, so just kind of.
Because I don't want to hide anything. I
sure.
I want to tell you the clear picture.
Absolutely.
What I owe, what's my agenda, what I want to do with this money, and what type of loan I'm looking for. So I'm looking for kind of loan that take once a month, and I'm looking for a loan that you can give me this loan for like 3 to 5 years.
Okay, so you're looking
for monthly. Mark that the terms up to 3 years, up to 5 years.
Yep, we do have those.
Yeah.
So the best thing I can do to see if you're able to get approved for that is that we need to get your information in. And then I need to send it over to my underwriting team and have them take a look at it and see what I'm able to do for you as far as what your options would be. It's a very simple process.
You need what kind of information you need?
So what's a good email for me to send over the list as well as the application to you?
Yeah, Charan, Charan, 952 at yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I got CHARAN 952
at yahoo.com.
Okay, I'll send over the list along with the one-page application. It's just going to be that application, 6 months of your most recent bank statements. And I'm going to need to see your 2015 tax return. Did you guys already file?
2015, no, it's 16, right?
No.
2015, we filed in September.
2015, you filed in September. Okay, so all you have right now is 2014?
I have a 2014. If you want, I can give you the, I can ask my accountant that how much is going to be for 2015. He can give you the one main page, you know, of my sale and of my... how much I'm going to pay the tax.
That's fine. We wouldn't. If you got 2014, 2014 should work.
Yeah.
So I'll go ahead and send that list over. How soon do you think you could get those documents back to me?
Well, you're asking me 6 months, and plus that, so it will take me a couple of days to put together everything.
Sure, no problem. Okay.
But
well, I'm going to go.
I had one company like you.
Uh-huh.
They just took the information over the phone, and then they gave me the answer right away, you know.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, we do things a little bit differently. We need an actual signature from you. My underwriting team actually needs to look at your bank statements and kind of go over it and make sure, you know, kind of find out what type of business you have. We do a little bit more research, so.
One more question I have.
Sure.
If let's say I borrow $100,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's 5 years terms. What do you think, how much monthly will be?
That I have on a 5 year term. I mean, I'm gonna be, you know, on a program like that. You have to have really good credit to get something like that. So if you're saying your credit's around 680, 690,
yeah,
probably won't be able to get the 5 year term. To be, you know, completely honest with you, but we have other programs. So my goal is to kind of put your file together. Submit it to my underwriting team and get the most money as possible, as well as the longest term on a monthly plan. That's the goal here.
All right, sir. So send me an email, then I will follow that. All right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, do you want to take down my number in case you need me? You can call me directly.
Yeah, why not? Hold on.
Sure.
Go ahead.
It's 858. 909-8867. Okay, if you have any questions, my name is Jeremiah. Please give me a call.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye.